clockwork erotica, why he takes off his glasses when telekinesis fails. The white heather nods like automata under my cypress. In my dream, their calico light in the antique theater is not enough to dim the carved faces from two wooden lovers, wound by clockwork to perform sexual acts. The men in the audience smell blackly of cognac and bay leaves once souped in my wet hair. I know a widower sits beside me by the waft of nutmeg tucked in his pocket, an apron's secret lavender ties. From the second row, he fails to break the grand crystal chandelier with his stare and removes his glasses. The artificial woman's moan hole, ovaled in planes of young olive, blurs to his dead wife's parted lips their spittled edges. She once raised, with her breath, a steaming loaf of rough-grained pumpernickel. That whole black hill cooled.